With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Joining us now is Brian Tumaki from the Freedom and Rights Coalition. Welcome back to RCR, Brian.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You're the first person here in New Zealand to successfully lead a campaign against drag events for kids, with a Rotorua library cancelling such an event this week. How are you running this campaign, and what are you trying to achieve as your end goal?
Well, it's interesting you say that. It's the first time that somebody has done this, because I would ask the question, how did it get this far in our communities that we have drag queens, and we're talking about normally cross-dressing men, cross-dressing into women's clothing and every other thing that's totally opposed to what is normal and right for the innocence of our children to grow up in. So, yeah, the campaign has been to stop this completely in its tracks, because the drag queens have actually a calendar for the whole year, and from town to town and city to city, and they are marketing something that is not wholesome, it's not normal, and it's not right for the innocence of our children, which I believe as a great-grandfather as well as a father, that our children should not be exposed to this type of sexualization. That's what it is. And misrepresentation of gender, that's what that is as well. And also, this is the taxpayer is funding it now through the local councils and libraries, which is another added no-no. So, yeah, I mean, the campaign is a no-brainer, and I hope that parents take responsibility in this in their towns and all our cities and begin to protect their children from this basic scourge, as I call it, in society, and we need to shut them down for good.
It's interesting that you know, nobody has organized any real resistance to this, and that it's gotten to this point. And this kind of the tolerance in society has got to the point where there are no standards at all, and people are afraid to speak.
Please don't go there with me, please. Otherwise, I'll unleash and I might lose some followers that are hopping on board with this, because you touched on the basic problem with this country. We're far too permissive and tolerant. So we'll just leave it there. Otherwise, you'll get me going and I might lose the audience.
No worries. But on this point here, the opposition that I've actually seen, that is the people who've come out to oppose you, are the Free Speech Union yesterday, claiming that you're using something they call the thug's veto. They're saying that you have, you know, sort of threatening violence, and that they're defending the drag queens. They're saying this is free speech. Drag queens sexualizing children is just free speech, and parents can choose to do whatever they want. These are the arguments that the Free Speech Union is bringing against you.
Well, first of all, Free Speech Union should shut down immediately, coming up with stuff like that. I've been in this country for a long time, 66 years, and I've run probably hundreds of protests and many stands, and not one single one have I been a part of that's been violent. They've all been peaceful, and we're known for non-violence. So the thuggery and all that stuff is just a myth. It's been, using their terms, misinformation and disinformation from the left and those people who know very well that when we turn up, we seem to send them packing, you know, and we don't use that sort of force. We use what is the right thing for parents to do, to stand up for their children, stand up for our families. We don't even have to yell or try and berate. That's not our style. We've written letters to the councils outlining the discrepancies, how they're using taxpayers' money to pay for this type of nonsense. And also we challenge them to be accountable about decisions they're making behind the parents and the community's back, and allowing this type of level of exposure to our children. So, no, far from it. I think the Free Speech is it, the union? I mean, they're so far off the mark that is not even a consideration to be discussed anymore.
With a previous guest this morning, I brought this up as well, as Elliot Ekele, and he pointed out as well that you and your group is sort of immovable. And when you show up, the left, the far left extremists, they can't push you out. We've seen this many times here in New Zealand, and I've been part of protests, and you get overwhelmed. You get all of these crazy extremists, they form a mob and they get violent and they push you out. And they seem to be afraid of you. You're the guy that they can't push out. You're the guy they can't push over.
That is true. I've kind of stumbled on it because it's never been something I go out to do. But I think we've got a presence that comes from our Christian faith as well. We've been a long time together growing as a church movement, and we move in the same things, unity. Our values are very much God, family, and country. We all honestly will protect and value what we believe is important to our families and our country. And I think it's the feel of being in unity and the number that we have. And I'm fortunate that we have a lot of good people around us that think the same. And I think that's what it is. It's not thuggery at all. I mean, we just turn up and they seem to, you know, they're gone. And I think our big emphasis is men. I've always been strong in my ministry way back 20 years ago, where I started the Man Up program. And that's restoring husbands, fathers, good men back to their role as looking after their families, being responsible dads and you know, husbands to their wives. And I think the men, there's an unusual relationship where now they've found who they are as men. There's no confusion here with my guys and who they are. The male, the masculinity is cool, but it's kind, it's considerate, and it's family-oriented. And so I think that the combination of that, I think that puts fear in all the people that don't, you know, they lack that. I think in more ways than one, it's about what's right and confronting what's wrong. I think that's more that than, you know, light over darkness and good over evil. And that's what it is, and that we know who wins. Light always expels darkness, and good will always overcome evil.
And we've seen this in the history of New Zealand. So it is good, you know, the wars that have been fought, the men, the strong men would go out and they would fight and defend the weak and the vulnerable. And you know, this is exploitation. They're preying on the weak. They're preying on children, these trans rights activists, trying to provide for the children.
Yep, exactly. Right, so preying on children is bang on. You hit it right there. Nothing to do with free speech or bullying or violence. That's not even happening. This is about people who have deliberately and strategically planned to, really attack our children. And they are going for the next generation of kids and young people to basically, you know, carry them away in indoctrination and teachings that should only belong in the home and to the parents. And so they are preying on our kids. That's all there is to it. And we need to stop it. So I've got a strategy that will be going from town to town, city to city, every town and every city, and we'll be dismantling or shutting down those libraries in a peaceful manner. And we'll be also dealing with the councils, who I think have been a big problem in this as well. They've been a party to it. Some of the towns, I'm really, you know, I'm absolutely ashamed and disgusted in places like Taranaki and Gisborne that have changed pedestrian crossings from the black and white that we know that's what marks a pedestrian crossing to rainbow colours. And that's confusing and could be quite dangerous to traffic and to pedestrians who are using them. So, and I didn't even know if that's within the law that you could change things like that, just paint the town rainbow, you know, brainwash us everywhere with this pride month or year that they've got going now. So no, we're fighting back for our families. We're fighting back for our faith and future. And I'm sending a clear message that we're going to clean up our towns and our cities from the gay, trans, drag plague that's all over my country right now. Enough is enough.
And they spend obscene amounts of money on repainting all of these, whether it's crossings or streets. And it's like a money laundering operation where they're funneling this money to these so-called artists. You know, they take your money, your taxpayers' money, and they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to you know, just for this garbage. Yeah.
And it's doubled. It's doubled now and tripled in the amount of money they're taking. So I would say these drag queens are probably stamping up and down and losing their clothes about not getting paid anymore.
Yeah. I did see you shared that. The costs, like how much this costs, they actually get paid, whatever it was, $600 to do read a book, press up, and these kids. And then, yeah, exactly. And it had doubled in just a couple of years. And so you can tell that, like I said, it's turning into a quite a money laundering operation, as it were.
Did you believe that they are paying, they're paying people for this garbage to be pumped into our kids' lives? I mean, that's absolutely despicable. And that's why I'm calling for the Wellington mayor, first of all, the first one, that she needs to resign. And the Wellington councillors that voted for that crazy law or gave them permission for the local Islamic mosque to be able to put their prayer calls across the public at five times a day. That's just unbelievable. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much an attack on our heritage, on New Zealand's culture and values, and all across the board by these councils.
Cultural genocide. That's what they're doing. And we got to resist it, right? You know what? I'm hoping that the public of New Zealand now, and parents particularly, and because we're going town to town and city to city, they need to be involved. We need to have people show up physically to say, listen, we don't want this in our towns, in our cities, and start to get our country back again, our towns back, and get New Zealand to be New Zealand again.
So you've asked for people to turn up. Is that the main thing people can do to help you protest? I guess you're posting where these events are taking place, where your protests are taking place. So where can people go to actually find out this information as to what's happening in their local towns, and how can they help you?
Absolutely. On my page, Brian Tamaki, if you go on there, all the information is pumped in through there, clearly the times. We got the dates, how we go about this, and how we welcome the locals to their point of gathering, and the times will be there at these libraries or public amenities, to making sure we send a clear message that we do not want this stuff to not only be in our town, we don't want it to come back ever again and continue in any shape or form.
So that's on, is that on X, formerly Twitter, and Facebook, and other social media platforms as well?
Yes.
We'll link these in the replay as well. If somebody's coming back and listening to this in the future, we'll make sure those links are available to you. Otherwise, go and look online. Have you got where are the next few events in the next week or so? What are the main cities you're focusing on?
Gisborne Library on the 25th of March, and then the Hastings Library on the 27th of March. So those are the next two, and the others will be coming out per se as we see them making sure that those times are correct, because they may try to do some slippery work, but we'll be on to them.
Well, that's it. You never know. They could cancel it, and then suddenly you move on and it shows up again, right?
Oh, we know what they do.
Of course you do. Well, thank you very much for your time, Brian Tamaki, and I guess congratulations, like I said, on being the first man to really get a win here, where you had a successful campaign. You've actually had them back down. Trans rights activists actually pushed back for once. That's great to see. So I wish you all the best and much appreciated.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to, or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.